salutator to it, Moshe Stamler.
Good morning, everybody. The Parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim, has a famous pasuk, Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tziro V'Ashavsos HaTishmor. Rav Zalman Sorotskin says on this pasuk, he says that the pasuk finishes Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is that the tactics of both Shmirah Shabbos and Kibud Avaim is to get to Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emuna in Hashem. And Shabbos has a skula to mashish Emuna in our hearts. But besides Sheni, Shmirah Shabbos is a very hard thing to do. It is makif all our actions. It's a difficult thing to keep Shabbos properly. So that's why he says the Torah says both here in Aseres HaDibros, Shmirah Shabbos together with Kibud Avaim. So you find the nusach, he points out, the Chofetz Chaim points out the nusach in the Aseres HaDibros is somewhere you don't find everywhere else. You find it says, Ato, Vincha, Vitecha, it's a family thing, Avtuch Vamoscha. So the reason is because it's such a hard thing to do that you have to have the family unit, you have to have the parents warning the children and be massive them that they should keep Shabbos properly. And that's why it puts the two together. So through the two together, you can get to Ani Hashem Makadishchem. If you realize, and your parents, just like Avodim, have fear of their parents, we also have fear of our parents. When they tell us to keep Shabbos, we listen to them, then we'll get to the matara that's required. I want to deal with the shaila, which is also to do with the family relationships when it comes to Shabbos. Just the first Shabbos after Pesach, when by then most of the shuls were being mekabel Shabbos early, but they were mekabel Shabbos some at different times. Some there was at that point some were mekabel with shkia and some were doing with plug. It depends which plug. So someone asked me a shaila. He's going to stay with his in-laws. He wants to go and daven his regular shul that davens with the first plug, and his in-laws are davening with shkia. So if his wife says, if I go to my parents and I light there, I'm lighting way before them, and I have to hang around for ages. So you go to shul, and I'll wait till later on. You go to shul at 6:15. At 7:05, it's way before shkia. I'll go into my parents, and I'll light there later on, just before you come home. Is that okay? Does she have to be mekabel Shabbos when her husband is mekabel Shabbos in shul? So this is the shaila that I would ask, and this is what I like to deal with. So after the Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, there's a share of Rav Tzvi Reisman from America who's given a share on this, and these are his notes which I'm basing myself on. He, of course, had the Shida quite often in the holiday resorts we went to, and there were minyanim there, or one minion, and there's also Shida, sometimes the minion didn't actually get a minion, and the Shida there, whether it's Kabbalah Shabbos of a Tzibur, it's not really a Tzibur, because they didn't actually get a minion, whether that counts or not. So he deals with all these issues. So let's start with the idea of being a Kabbalah Shabbos early. So Gemara says in Brachos, Rav Ikla Lebei Kaniva, so Rav went to the house of Kaniva, but Sali Shel Shabbos for Erev Shabbos. He davened Leil Shabbos Tefillah early. And Rashi says it was a Kabbal Shabbos and Bo'od Yom. So we see from here the minhag of being a Kabbal Shabbos through Tefillah. And this is brought in Halach in the Tur, who says in Siman Reish Samazayin, U'makdim lehispalel arvis yosef b'shayim o'sahol. You daven Mariv earlier on Shabbos than you do in the weekdays. As the Gemara says, Pesachim ayula yuma makdim leh. To bring in Shabbos, you bring it early. And the Rabbi Yossi used to say that Halavai should be from those who were Machnis Shabbos B'Tiberia. Tiberia was in a valley, and so it got dark apparently early, so they were Mekabel Shabbos early. He said, Halavai, I should be those who were Mekabel Shabbos early. So we see this idea, we were Mekabel Shabbos earlier than Shkia. So the Tosfos says, from Plag HaMincha onwards, you can be Mekabel Shabbos, as we will know this very well. But then you have to wait and say Shema at its right time, or say Shema again. There is some people just do the Shemona Esrei and then they do the Shema with its brachos later on. Others say daven the whole tefillah and just do the Shema later on. And of course, this time of year we have to remember to do Omer as well. And this is a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Makdim leispalel arvis yosef b'moisachol. You daven marib earlier. Obin plaga mincha yochel lehadlik olakabel Shabbos tefillas arvis velechol miyad. You can be makabel early. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, it's mashma from the Mokin Avram. Even though it's annoying to daven Ma'ariv Pizmana the rest of the time, they could daven early, but provided it should be from Plag HaMincha onwards. And then he goes to discuss the issue of Tati to Sasri. Some shuls have a fixed time of davening the whole way around. I think there was Rabbi Moore spoke about this. I don't know if in the halacha start of the day, the end of the day, spoke about this idea. Can you have a fixed time? You're doing Tati to Sasri. The Mishnah Berurah says that So you can only do this to make it tata sasa if you're davening at least marav and benashmoshes over shas hatachak, but not when it's still well before shkia. And then you say shema later on. Now, so on basis of this, we know that in the many places in Chutzaretz, especially, we are makabel Shabbos early, especially where it's very late. Shkia in Glasgow, and I spent 5 years in Glasgow, and there Shkia was at 10:06 in the middle of the summer, very, very late. I remember Rabbi Jacobs there, the Rubavitch Shliach, they're saying that when he first came to Glasgow, the minhag they had was they were daven maru with nacht. And when they came to Glasgow, he tried it, and he says it just didn't work. He said that means, there's two zmanim there, 11:30 or 11:45. So if you go by 11:30, the more vehicles zman. So you're davening maariv at 11:30. He said it just was impossible. He couldn't do it. And he was one of the people who was very makpid to dusk or daven early, because it just wasn't possible. So you see, it really isn't possible to do that later. We find it hard enough on Shavuos. Just that alone is a problem. And the Shulchan Tradition says that he was made from the Gedolim from before, that they used to have their daven early, have the Suda Shabbos, and go out for a walk on the river. All the Gedolim, the Rabbonim, and the Shtot used to go for a walk on the river and come back before Nach. So you see, they were Makabel Shabbos very early. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Halichos Shlomi wasn't happy with the minhag that were in Eretz Israel, that people started davening Shabbos early. And he felt it wasn't right, that a Ben Torah shouldn't do that, and also it's not right that you should have different parts of people all in the same place, some being Makabel Shabbos and some not being Makabel Shabbos. And we know that this is a funny feeling. We feel that ourselves. I mean, I know those who daven early, you come out. Sometimes it's very useful. Last week someone told me they found a problem with it. They came out after davening, they went into the hall of their shul and felt a funny burning smell, and they were able to get somebody who hadn't been Makabel Shabbos yet to do this. I had a very embarrassing thing that happened to me. We've just moved into a new house, and we had a problem with the boiler. And Punkt Leil Shabbos after it was about Benesh Moshes. So there's a man walking up the road, and I can't see any couple. And I say to him, "Are you Jewish?" And he said, "No." So I said, "I've got this problem with the heating. Would you be able to help me?" I said, "Would you mind helping me?" He said, "Yes, I would mind." And then I looked around, and I saw he had a couple on the back of his head. I hadn't seen it, but he answered me sarcastically, because he was coming out to the shul, and someone comes and says, "Are you Jewish?" So he said, "No." So now I've got this neighbour who I hope I haven't offended. I hope he sees the funny side of it. Now, so the Gabi, this idea of against being with Shabbos early, he quotes the Rebbe from Modzhitz, who says he wasn't happy with being with Shabbos early, because you might then forget to say Shema with Nachto. This time you have to do Sefiras Omer. But of course, you'd have the same problem then, the people who daven early in the weekday as well have the same problem. You'd have exactly the same issue. And he says when he gave me the shir, a friend of his said a following sfora, which I thought quite interesting. I wonder what you think about this. He said, it's not a good idea to be Makabel Shabbos early, because the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Yaretz Tevash that if a person doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos properly, it's almost impossible for him not to be Makabel Shabbos. So he says, if you Makabel Shabbos early, you're bringing that problem earlier. You're just starting early. It reminded me a bit of the Gemara we had recently in Erevin, which says the Bachlus Ben Shammai Ben Sila say Noach, whether it was Noach Lo Adam Shalivra, or better that he shouldn't be Nivra. And the Gemara's maskana is that it was Noach Lo Shalo Nivra, but Achshav Shenivra you fashion for myself. So it seems like two ways of looking at it. You look at it as a negative way. If you become a Shabbos early, then you have a problem of that you might be Mechal Shabbos. On the other hand, the Orach Chaim says on the Pasuk, V'shom Zvun Eisot Shabbos, Lasto Eisot Shabbos. He says, what's it mean, Lasto? He has many explanations. One of them is, Lasto Eisot Shabbos means that if you're Mechal Shabbos early, I read his Loshon, he says, Ki Masha Moisif Michol Ala Kodesh, what you add on from the week, then you make it Kodesh, Yaskim Hashem L'Kroyz Shabbos. Hashem agrees, he calls it Shabbos. But Imsa Zeh Ish Oysa Shabbos Mamash. He's making Shabbos. Last is the Shabbos. He's taking weekday, Erev Shabbos or Moisif Shabbos, and he's making it into Shabbos. So you see the Kedusa Shabbos that you could do by being Makabel Shabbos early. So that's another way of looking at it. You Makabel Shabbos early. And yeah, you have the amazing Kedusa for longer. Now, the Rishonim argue whether or not your Kabbalah Shabbos comes through your Tefillah or whether it comes through Hadlakas Aneiros. One thing is clear is that when it comes to Tefillah, the Beis Yosef says, if you daven Maariv, you can't make a Tanai that you're not Makabbalah Shabbos yet. If you're davening Maariv and you're saying it's Shabbos, then it's Shabbos already. With Hadlakas Aneiros, a Tanai is Shaykh, but once you've davened, then it's definitely Shabbos. The shaila about if you're Makabel Shabbos And the Zatar speaks about Uvakalba Shabbos. There was a Kehillah where they were Uvakalba Shabbos at the end of Rosh Hashanah, yeah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and then it went into Shabbos. So they were Uvakalba Shabbos early. They hadn't blown a shofar because they didn't have a shofar. And after they'd been Uvakalba Shabbos, it was still there, a shofar was bought. And he speaks about being a Kabbalah Shabbos for Torahs, that they could still blow a shofar because there it was a Torah, since they didn't know the shofar was going to come afterwards. But generally, it's pastors, once you make Kabbalah Shabbos, that's it. Now, the Shaila. Sorry? It's true, but it's still a Asur Midrabbanan to do it if it's Shabbos. So now the Gabi, whether an Isha is Nigra after her husband. I heard at the beginning of one of the lockdowns, they said there was a text going around saying that the lockdown's beginning 12 o'clock midnight tonight, and some Noshim Tzidkonis have been Makabel 5 minutes early. So the Kabbalah Shabbos early of the husband. Is it Machai of the wife? So the Mordechai brings, if the majority of the Kehillah have been Mekabel Shabbos, Hamiut al Korcham Nimshachim Acharehim. Even if they don't want it, the Miut have to go after the Roiv. Vasurim b'malocha, then he can't do Malocha. And the Rebbe says the same thing. If they once they said Baruch Hu, the Yochid, even if he's not in the base of Knesset, he can't do Malocha anymore. And even though he doesn't want to be able to cover Shabbos, he's forced into the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Sibur. And this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Reisam HaGimel, in Rov HaKal Kibra Aleihim Shabbos, HaMiut Nimshachim Acharem Al Korcham. Now this is talking about the Rov of the Sibur. We have a different situation, we have different shuls being the Kabbalah Shabbos, then that's different. We don't say that if the Rov shuls being the Kabbalah Shabbos, then the Miut nigger after them. But if you have a Sibur and the Rov of the Kabbalah Shabbos, then the Miut go after them. Now, the Prima Godim says from this, on the basis of this, that an Isha is Nigra after her husband. That if the husband's been Mekabel Shabbos, then the Isha is Nigra after him. This is even if the Shul hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos, so he's been Mekabel Shabbos himself early, then she is Nigra after him, because we go after the God Labayis. And he makes the chiluk between the Halachas Neiros, where we said that the Ramah says clearly, if a woman lights the candles, it's still not, it's before Shkia, the woman lights early, the family are not Nigra after her. But however, if the husband is Mekabel Shabbos in his, with his tefillah, then she is Nigra after him. The Chavos Yoy in his Mekor Chaim says, his Eved and his Shivcha, and all them also, his children, and his wife, are Tofel to him, and they're Nesa when he is Mekabel Shabbos. As we say, and he brings a Gemara that says the Gabi at the end of a Suda, when is this Hesach Hadash of the Suda? So if the Balabais says Havna of the Nivrach, he says we finish the Suda, it goes after the Balabais, and the same thing he says here, that the family is Nigra after the God Labais, or the husband, with the Gabi Kabbalah Shabbos. So we learn from this that once a husband's lit, the woman is Chayev. According to these poskim, the wife is now Chayev in Shmir Shabbos after the husband. And the Shevet HaLevi also says the same thing as well. And he says that it's posher to him. He says, "Im shoka gufoi, she's like him, like his gufa." Nimshechas acharav mirayos ein sarik la'alus on laksav. Proves I don't even need to write them. It's obvious. Called ish sorei beveisa husband. He's the balabos in the home. So when he's mekabel shabbos, everyone else is mekabel shabbos as well. However, the Dayan from Satma, Rav Chaim Yosef in Antwerp, that is Rav Chaim Yosef Levi Weiss. In Shus V'ayin David, he says it's very strange on the Shevet Levi. Who says that the wife's nigger after husband? It's in a Lewitzer situation. Imagine with a situation where they're living in one house, but there's arguments between them. They're separated, but they're still in the same house. But she's not nigger after him. So who says that a wife is this nigger after the husband? Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that a wife is not nigger after the Kabbalah Shabbos of her husband. And he says, "Dava poshesh ein nigeres acharav." Because it's like by a neder, he can't make a neder on her behalf. He can usher her on his property, but he can't make a neder on her behalf. So although Kabbalah Shabbos is not a neder, he's got the koach through his Kabbalah Shabbos. He hasn't got the koach through his Kabbalah Shabbos to be mechayev his wife in keeping Shabbos. If you have to sound that, yeah, that may be different. I mean, he holds it anyway, not. But you say, according to those who say that he is Mechayev his wife, it could be if he's out of town, that would be different. I mean, if you stay in Zekev, it's a different time zone, you can't have the... Yeah. Yeah, I hear that Swarad say that he's a different town. He's not part of this. He's not part of the family this particular week. I would never. Yeah, I can hear that. Right. So from the Prima Godim, we can learn that the miut, the men of the town, are nigger after the roiv, and the similarly, the woman is nigger after the husband. In the Shalosh of Avei Moshe, he says that you can make a chiluk. The rak high governor echadicha archa chaveru the kabbalah shabbos to roiv chalal yichidim afilu rekibush shabbos. That's to where that's talking where it's a sibah. Mashenkin ma'aser kabbalah shabbos to baal shu ish yichidi. If it's an individual, ein lo koach ligrov b'nei beisu acharav. He cannot schlep his family after him. Ve'ein kabbalah shabbos shaloi chal al b'nei beisu bal kochim. It doesn't happen that he is mechayev them against their will with the shemir shabbos. Okay. Sorry? Sibur. So, we're going to see a little more about this. Basically, this certainly, it's clear that the Sibur, like Lamosh and Yushalayim, where all Makabah Shabbos 40 minutes later, that is the Sibur and Makabah Shabbos, that's Machayev the Yechidim, right? What happens when you have a situation of the Sibur? If, we're going to see later on, if someone's very much shaykh to a particular shul, he davens that particular shul, then he becomes shaykh to that shul, and that would be called the Sibur there. It's complicated by the fact that sometimes even in the same shul you can have two minyanim. Quite often nowadays there are shuls that have an earlier minyan and a later minyan. So it would seem hard to say that because I belong to Beis Yisrael, I'm nigger after the first one. Well, not true. There's a second minyan Beis Yisrael as well. So the chora, that would be hard to say that you're stepped after your tzibah. But if a tzibah clearly does it, then you are nigger. If you mamish kavur in that tzibah, then you're nigger after them. I'm at the moment, I personally am all over the place because I've just moved and I'm sort of still trying to go to my old shul, but there's a new shul, so I find them and I can't go to the shul nearest me because they won't let me in because of COVID. I'm trying to get in. So I'm in a state of flux at the moment. I also have a shaila. My mother-in-law has moved up to Manchester, and the shaila is, am I mechuyav to change my mokum tefillah? How much to do that to gain 20 minutes? Because it's hard for somebody, an older person, to eat late. Where do you draw the line? What comes first? Your tefillah, you prefer in a certain place, or to be there early for the other person? And I remember my grandmother, Olam Shalom, very getting anxious when coming up. My father came from shul, and it was getting late, and if she ate too late, it was always very difficult. The Gabi Shavuos is also Nogea, because although we wait till now for Shavuos, obviously for older people it's simply not Shaykh, and one can make Kiddush, daven and make Kiddush early in these cases. There's no chiv to wait till 11. Now, sorry? Yes, you mentioned that. It's not Mistabah to say that because the husband's been Mekabel Shabbos early because he's in... which we're around Antwerp, where it's 2 minutes, it's earlier there, that she'll be nigger after him. It can't be. They get into all these shailas. It's like the shailas of on Pesach, whether your chometz is in one place and you're in the other place, whether you go after where you are, where the chometz is, these sorts of shailas. The Chenas Moshe holds that a woman is not nigger after her husband, and he brings other rides from this, towards this. The Ramah says that if a woman lights the Shah B'nai Ba'is and not nigra after him, and he says as much from this, that you go after each individual. A person makal b'shabbos themselves, it affects them and it doesn't affect the other people. And he brings another eye from the Mogen Avraham, who brings that they used to have their chuppas and Erev Shabbos. They were so poor that they had the chuppas Erev Shabbos so they could have the Suda Shabbos. And he brings a case of a woman where they're having a chuppah and it's going to take place after Shkia. And she doesn't want to be makal b'shabbos before the chuppah. So what she does is she lights the candle earlier, and then later on she can go back to the candles and cover her eyes and make the bracha there. And he says it much very clearly. He's talking about where the husband's already been mekabel Shabbos, and yet we see that she is not nigger after her husband. And there's another case of Gabi Tefillah. Also, is not clear from the poskim with the mashma that a case of there was a minhag where she used to do the chafifa, go back, light the candles, and then go and then tovel afterwards, and that was all talking about the lighting after the husband lit already. But there are no clear rayas because it doesn't say clear. It's much pashtus that there was the husband already mekavel, but there's nothing clear about it. So I don't think we do this to ma'aser. No, we don't do this. We just do it. Obviously. Yeah, hefstick, yeah. But I don't think this is done. The mogger on there who brings this minhag says that it's not what we do. But just bring this l'gabe, the shaila of whether you've got rise from here, whether the kabbalah of the wife should be affected by the kabbalah of the husband. Now, another thing which is relevant to this issue is there bechlal a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos for women? So where do we know that there's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos? So we learn that out from Yom Kippur. Now, Gabi Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Sukkot Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis, that there's a posuk which is in the Shikpasha in Acharei Mois, it says Ha'ezrach. I was trying to find the posuk. Anton, I could have asked you, because I was looking in all the in normal places, Emor and Pinchas, and I couldn't find Ezrach the Gabi Yom Kippur. It's here in Acharei Mois, right at the end of all the might of the Korbanos and everything, where you're not expecting it. It says that you should. It says that the Ezrach does keeps Yom Kippur. And from this word, Ezrach, the Gemara is Marbin Noshim, and the Gemara says, well, gee, you don't need to Marbin the Noshim, have to keep Yom Kippur. Women always have to keep all the mitzvahs where there's a lo saseh involved. So it's talking about Tosefes Yom Kippurim. That a woman is chayev. Since in the time of Tosefes Yom Kippur, there's no onesh of kores, you might have thought women are not chayev. No, so women are chayev from this pasuk of Ezrach, that women are chayev in Tosefes Yom Kippur. But the shayel is, the pasukim which are maribah, just like there's a Tosefes on Yom Kippur, there's also a Tosefes to Shabbos, is that maribah noshim as well? There's the Sfas Emes wants to bring a riot. There's Tosas after Kasha. We know in the famous Mishnah by Medlikin, Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Ein Hashecha, Ein Madlikim Seneris. You can't light the candles, Sofik Hashecha. With Ben Ashmoshes, you can't light the candles. Tosas asks, why Ben Ashmoshes? There's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. So why does it say Sofik Hashecha? It should have said even from before that you can't. So that just says because it's only a short time, there's no fixed time for the Sefer Shabbos, that's why it says Sofik Hashecha. But the Sfas Emes wants to be medayak from here, from this kasha, that maybe women are not chayev into Sefer Shabbos. And that's why it's only Sofik Hashecha, because they have no mitzvah to be moistiv al achol al kodesh. That's what he wants to suggest that. That the women are potter from the Sefer. However, he brings from the Ran that there's mashma from the Ran that there is a chiyuv on noshim, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi's wife used to light early, and he said to her, "Lo yomish amud amun yomam amud ha'ish laila." He told her, "No, just like there, the before the amud ha'ish came before the amud ha'ish went away, so you should light the candles before Shabbos came in." So the Ran asked, when was she lighting? If she was lighting Bein HaShmoshes, it's very unlikely she was lighting in a time when it was already Sofik. And also, if that was the case, he would have said to her clearly, from that Mishnah, you can't light when it's Bein HaShmoshes. Elamai, she was lighting at the time of the Sefer Shabbos. Because she held that you don't have to light the candles until later on. She held that the Sefer Shabbos is the Malachas. So all the weekday Malachas you stop doing. But the last of all of them is Halachas Neiros. There's no mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos, the Gabbai Halachas Neiros. And he said, no, there is a mitzvah of to Sefer Shabbos Halachas Neiros. But what you see from this is the Ran clearly held that women are chayiv in to Sefer Shabbos. There's also there's a Tosas, the Gemara in Kesuvos, talking about Maisi Yadayim. The Gemara says the Maisi Yadayim of a daughter, of a young daughter, belonged to her father. And the Gemara brings a Raya because he could be most of her to Kiddushin. And when he's most to Kiddushin, he's mevatler from Maisi Yadayim. Gemara says, no, it's no Raya. Why? Because it could be he did it on Shabbos. He was most to Kiddushin on Shabbos. So Tosas asked the obvious kasha. You can't do Kiddushin on Shabbos. So Tosas says, they're talking about Tosefes Shabbos. Tosas is not discussing the Kinyon of this, it's discussing the Eim Arv Simcha B'Simcha. So he says he did it on Tosefes Shabbos. So what you see from here, you see, we're talking about the Gemara trying to bring a raya whether she could do Malacha, and we're talking about Tosefes Shabbos. So you see from here that Tosefes Shabbos does apply to women. It's interesting that the Eim Arim Simcha B'Simcha, that you can't marry on the Moed, doesn't apply in Tosefes Shabbos, it seems, with that. I was wondering whether that's a special din in that din of Eim Arim Simcha B'Simcha, or maybe the whole mitzvah of Simcha doesn't apply. Maybe you bekabel Yontif early, does it give you a mitzvah of Simcha? Where's the nafkamina? We'll go back to what I said before about somebody who mekabel Shavuos early and eats early on Shavuos. Maybe, just like there's an inyan to eat a kazayis of challah after nacht, maybe there's an inyan to have some wine and to have your meat after nacht. Because if there's no mitzvah simcha, but in the time of Tosefes, you should do it afterwards so that you get your Tosefes then. Okay. So the Maisa, the Gabi, the Shaila of whether women are chayiv in Tosefes Shabbos, no, it seems pashtus that we take on that they are chayiv. We see from the Ran, from the fact that Tosas didn't answer that they're not chayiv in Tosefes, seems that they are chayiv in that. Okay, so just to be masakin what we said so far, the Prima Godin, the Makor, Chaim, and the Shevet Halevi take on that a woman is nigra after her husband with Kabbalah Shabbos. But others, the Ramosha and the Chemdos Moshe and others, say that they're not. Ramosha Shembach says a very interesting Savora. He says it depends why women with Kabbalah Shabbos early. He says, like Yerushalayim, they have a fixed thing the whole year round, they're Makabbalah Shabbos 40 minutes early. So they are Makabbalah Shabbos as Kedusha Shabbos. However, here in Chutz Aretz, we're Makabbalah Shabbos early, only in the summer, but not in the winter. So he says, if it's for reasons of convenience, not as being Mosif on that Melchola Kodesh, he says there, he holds that you can't say that a woman is nigra after her husband. If he has a minna kavua as Kedusha Shabbos, then she is nigra after him. But if it's just a question of convenience, and that's why he Makabbalah Shabbos early, then the Isha is not nigra after the husband. So in the Piskei Teshuvos, after he brings all the different posuk one way in that, he says, the whole goyla is becoming like Muduris Eish, and the Piskei Doris are discussing this, and he says, the Maisa, his maskana is, although it's right for Baal Nefesh to be choshesh of the Nachmirim, nevertheless, the Olam is knowing to be making this, like the Stima Saloshna of the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosa Kalim, who didn't mention this at all, the idea of woman is nikah after husband. And the Mishnah Berurah also didn't mention this Prima Godim. And therefore, as long as the Tzibur hasn't davened Kabbalah Shabbos, and the question of the husband's personal Kabbalah Shabbos, then the Bnei Bayis can be carry on doing Melocha, and even if the father himself has been Kabbalah Shabbos early. It's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan's got a shayla like this. He says that if the shul has been Makabbalah Shabbos early, and the husband's at home, and he hasn't been Makabbalah Shabbos, but he has to be Makabbalah Shabbos because he's nigra after his shul, would you say then that the family are nigra after the husband? And he compares it, there's a Gemara, talking about Chiv Karbonos, it says you say Gerera, but not Gerera to Gerera. So you don't say two Gereras to say that the husband lifted after the shul, and then the family are nigra after the husband. So this is all discussing whether the wife is nigra after the husband. But then you have another Shaila, that's when he's been Mekabbalah Shabbos himself early. But what happens if the husband, it was the question where I was asked, the husband has gone to shul himself, and he's been Mekabbalah Shabbos early, with the shul, do we say that even if you take on that she's not nigra after the husband, but is she nigra after the tzibur? So again, Rav Moshe Sternbuch makes this chiluk, whether or not the Kabbalah Shabbos of the shul is a fixed Kabbalah that they do the whole year round, or whether it's something they do for convenience. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says, "Im ein." It's not Kedushas Shabbos, they just don't want to eat at a different time. As you find in many shuls, they only do it in the summer, and not in the winter. You can't say that's a minig of the shul, that they're Mekabbalah Shabbos early, they're just doing it for convenience. And therefore the husband is not Nesa. Then only the husband is Nesa, but the family at home are not Nesa by the shul's Kabbalah Shabbos, since the shul is only doing it for reasons of convenience. However, others disagree with this. Rav Belsky says, how do you know what the shul is doing? Whether they're Mekabbalah Shabbos early, else only convenience, or maybe they're Mekabbalah Shabbos because they want the Kedushas Shabbos. Even if they're only doing it part of the day, they still want it for Kedushas Shabbos. Says Kasha Lahaklit Faloma Al Kila Shalema Hamakabin Shamas Bo Oidom. It's hard to say about whole Sibur. Shaze Kol Kabanosim Ach Varak Vashum Nochus Zaman Achila. Just because it's convenient for them to eat. Baropa Omim Kush Anoshim Makabin Shabbos Muktam Behem Yehudim Yureim Shlemim the Yure Shemaim Fame Rotsim for Emes Vasomim Lahaknis Shabbos Muktam. They really do want to become a Shabbos early. So Rotsim Shaliz poetic language is Shaharash Shal Yumeach Kol Yisok, that the noise of the weekday should stop. They wrote him Kavar Lehonas Mir Hashgate and Manucha Shabbos Kedusha. They want the Kedusha Shabbos. Who can say that's not considered a valid minhag that slept everyone after them? So what we see from this is that we left this as a Maruch and a Shaila, but one thing we can see is this idea coming out that where we are Makabbalah Shabbos early, we should do it not just as convenience, but as bringing in the Kedusha Shabbos early and go back to where we started off, and we should be Zoch to know Ladas Ani Hashem Makadishchem.